a small plane came down out there near, I guess, Cascade Locks area, and there may have been a couple people on board that were able to get out. Sergeant, what can you tell us?
Yeah, witnesses reported a single engine plane that they called 911 about 11:46 a.m. this morning. Single engine plane came to a rest on the water. Two people were able to get out safely and swim to shore. Then the plane sank shortly afterwards. There was only two occupants. Both occupants were transported to the hospital with minor injuries, non-life-threatening, real minor injuries. And they're going to be safe and okay.
Sergeant, I personally love Cascade Locks area. I spent a lot of time fishing there, the locks, and taking the dog out on a walk on Thunder Island. Whereabouts did the plane go down?
It went down just east of where the Sternwheeler docks up in the marina there.
Oh yeah, yeah, and in the water, in the river.
Yes. Okay. Yep. There's what's called the Marina Beach, which is just, again, east of where the Sternwheeler docks up, and that's where they went down, in the water.
So basically no other damage to anything else in the crash, essentially?
No, just the aircraft, and we'll have some folks working on trying to figure out exactly where it's at underwater and recovery efforts to come.
That sounds great, Sergeant. I know you're busy. I appreciate a minute of your time. We'll keep an eye out for any more updates. And anything else on the top of your mind right now that I'm forgetting to ask, Sergeant?
No, we haven't been able to interview the occupants yet. They'll be interviewed, and the investigation will be led by NTSB.
Okay. Sounds great, Sergeant. Appreciate a minute of your time this afternoon.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.